help us to commence this evening with hymn 471. Prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. Thy Spirit must the work perform, for it is all of grace. 471.
Read this evening in the Gospel of Matthew and reading chapter 6. The Gospel of Matthew and the 6th chapter. Take heed that ye do not your alms before men, to be seen of them. Otherwise ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the street, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. After this manner therefore pray ye: Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory for ever. Amen. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, How great is that darkness. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. He cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. May the Lord grant his blessing upon his holy word unto us each, and may he enable us to pray. O thou almighty, eternal and sovereign Lord God, thou that art most holy and yet most gracious, appear, Lord, for our help this night, as we gather together again, Lord, here in thine earthly court. And Lord, as we assemble in thy name, Lord, be present amongst us in our midst. And may we know thy presence amongst us and in our hearts. O Lord, who solemnize our hearts and minds before thee now, for we are guilty sinners, unworthy of the least of thy mercies. Yet, Lord, we need them all. That great mercy, Lord, that is through the precious sin-atoning blood of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, Lord, thy beloved Son, that there may be all remission of sin. And we pray, Lord, that as we come before thee this night, thou wilt look upon us through the merits of thy dear Son, But it is now him instead of us is seen as we approach to God. O Lord, we live in solemn days, and there is much, Lord, to distract us from the truth as it is in Jesus. Lord, there's much to hide thee from us, the iniquity that is within, and the sins that daily affect us. And Lord, we can come into thy house with hard hearts. But Lord, there's a solemn day before us each, for which we need to be prepared, as we have sung in our opening hymn. And Lord, we would pray that we be constrained, like it is said in thy word, oh, that they would consider their latter end. Oh Lord, we hear regarding one close to thy people here from Fenstanton. Lord, Susan Cooper, Lord, we commend her to thee. At this time, Lord, of her great pain and sickness and illness. Lord, may she be in thy loving care, in thy kind and gracious keeping. Lord, may she know her pardon sealed and peace with God. O Lord, do draw near to her at this time of her weakness and frailty, and as the medical profession say, time can only be short, but Lord, our times are in thy hand, and we commend her to thee. Lord, remember the family and those, Lord, with great concern and anxiety at this time. We pray thou wilt uphold them with thy free spirit and hear and answer their prayers. O Lord, how these things remind us of that which one day will come upon our own selves in one form or another. Lord, do not let us be like those who hasten to eternity without concern for their soul. Lord, there are many in that broad way of which we read, hastening on to a solemn eternity, despising the truth, having nothing to do with the things concerning the salvation of their soul. O Lord, we pray, thou wilt call and bring and draw us into the narrow way, through that strait gate, which is faith in the blood of Jesus Christ, that alone to cleanse us from all sin, that we be accepted, Lord, in thy most holy sight, through thy holy Son, Christ Jesus, the Beloved One. Oh, do keep us, Lord, in that narrow way. Our feet, Lord, are so prone to backslide. Our hearts are so prone to wander. Lord, we're so easily overcome in times of temptations and fears. And Lord, we deserve, oh, the casting away from thy sight. But Lord, we read in thy sacred word, thou art the one that art able to keep us from falling. O Lord, do hold on to us through thine everlasting love. Lord, make that love ever known and ever precious unto our own heart and soul. that we live our lives upon this earth, looking unto Jesus, the author finisher of our faith. Many ventures, Lord, to the throne of grace. For there, Lord, we must come this night, seeking to obtain mercy and grace to help in the time of our need. O Lord, do bless thy word of truth unto us each, young and old. Lord, do cause it to enter in the power of thy Spirit, to make our hearts soft, to bring forth, Lord, that humble confession before thee. Lord, that confession that we are ruined in the fall. Yet, to know that thou doth love us, notwithstanding all. And so, Lord, that one thing needful, to know our Jesus crucified, to by far excel all things beside. Lord, may this portion be ours. Draw us, Lord, to it. That that good part be ours, which shall not be taken away from us. We ask thy blessing, Lord, upon each one here tonight, and all those, Lord, that gather here when enabled. Lord, we do pray for them. Lord, grant thy blessing upon each soul. Those who are away at this time, for whatever reason, Lord, remember them. For some, Lord, perhaps this is the time of holiday. Lord, watch over them and keep them safe in thy care. And return them safely, Lord, here. Some, Lord, sick. Oh, Lord, we pray for them. Lord, do grant thy healing touch. And may they know it is thy healing hand upon them. That thou art the good physician, Lord, skilful and exceedingly kind. And sanctify sickness, Lord, to the good of their soul. So, Lord, some may be detained by duty, responsibility, the looking after children. Lord, thou knowest each case. We commend them to thee. And pray, Lord, that thy watchful care be upon them, thine eye be upon them, to deliver them from all evil and draw into the way of truth that is everlasting. Lord, do remember the deacons of this church. Help them, Lord, in all that they undertake to do. Lord, those burdens that fall upon them. At times, Lord, perhaps not knowing what to do. But Lord, as their eyes are up unto thee, from whence cometh their help, we pray thou wilt guide them and lead them forth, Lord, in all matters concerning thy truth. And O Lord, may thy blessing be upon the church here and the congregation. Lord, may this be a place where it is said, so my spirit remaineth among you. Fear ye not. Lord, who pour out thy blessings from on high, speak through thine own word. For when thou dost speak through thy word, it shall not return to thee void, but it shall accomplish that which thou dost please, and it shall prosper in the thing to which thou dost send it. So, Lord, may there be many evidences of thy word amongst each one that gathers here. Many, Lord, to be called by grace. Many, Lord, to know the knowledge of thy Son, Jesus Christ, set within them. Christ in you, the hope of glory. O Lord, do help in the providences of life. Younger and older, Lord, we commend them to thee. Lord, thou knowest each need, each circumstance. Lord, thou knowest the prayers that are poured out from those hearts before thee. those urgent pressing cases. Lord, do not turn away thy face, but we pray, Lord, thou wilt send down answers of thy peace. Lord, answers of thy power, answers of thy goodwill. And, O Lord, may it be known amongst each one that truth, Lord, we read of in thy word. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Lord, so may there be much cause to glorify thy name openly amongst thy people here. And so, Lord, do grant prosperity. Bless the preaching of the gospel. Lord, do help those that are engaged in the ministry of thy word here. Lord, come with them. And through them, Lord, may there be a thus saith the Lord, a word in power, in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance. We pray, Lord, for the maintenance of the church in this, our land. Thy keeping, Lord, thine upholding. Lord, sending forth of those that faithfully preach the gospel in no matter what the denomination. O Lord, who overturn so much that is sin and iniquity through the turning aside of thy precious doctrine and gracious word. And Lord, man's philosophy so often comes in and seeks to prevail. And Lord, many are led astray as sheep to the slaughter. O Lord, have mercy upon us, we pray. And we ask, Lord, that thou wilt influence by thy Spirit our parliament, our government, turn them, Lord, about from those evil things they propose to do and permit under the legislation of our land. O Lord, do show them the error of those ways. Pour out thy Spirit, Lord, even upon them, for nothing is too hard for thee. And Lord, do not let it come to pass. O, could it be thy will that the plan to permit marriage, to embrace those abominable relationships, Lord, be stopped before it comes to pass. Lord, thou canst work. Oh, do hear our cries. And to thy name be all the honour and all the glory. Lord, we pray thou wilt maintain our Protestant liberty. Lord, the royal house, Lord, maintain thy presence there. And may each monarch, Lord, that follows the existing monarch, be true defenders of the faith. O Lord, it is thy work, and we pray for thy work to appear there. Remember our Queen, Lord, in her last days, and bless her with a saving knowledge of thy truth. Lord, we lay these things before thee. And oh, may we continue in the freedom to preach and declare the whole counsel of God, and to practice, Lord, the teaching of thy word without fear, without let or hindrance. Hear us, Lord, in heaven, thy dwelling place. And when thou hearest, oh, do forgive. We ask these things in the name of Jesus, and for his sake alone. Amen.
Hymn 120. With joy we meditate the grace of our High Priest above. His heart is made of tenderness, his bowels melt with love. 120.
complete dependence upon our Lord, that he may appear for our help and grant the power of his Spirit to attend his holy word. Ask your prayerful attention by way of a text this evening to the chapter we read in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6 and verse 33. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6, verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Verse 33 of this sixth chapter of Matthew's Gospel. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. On the Lord's Day evening, we looked at those words spoken by Jesus to dear Martha, one whom he loved, one whom he lovingly rebuked, because her heart had left for a moment the one thing needful in the presence of the Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, to attend unto earthly things, necessary things. But her heart was hardened, wasn't it? As she sought to do that which was right in an earthly sense, and neglected that which was vital for the salvation of her soul. Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. And dear friends, this text here tonight is along the same truth which fell from the lips of Jesus. One thing is needful. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. There's many needful things, isn't there, in this world, in our pathway of life. From a young age, well, from the day we are born, right to the time when we come to die, there are those things which we say are necessary, needed for our earthly good. And the Lord knows we have need of these things. He knows what we have need of, as the scripture said, even before we ask, if we pray unto him for them. My God shall supply all your need, says the Apostle Paul to the Philippians, according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Friends, we have a good and a gracious God. In spite of our many sins, our many failings, and our many shortcomings, but how solemn if all we know of God are providential mercies. Things we have need of for the good of our bodies. In time of sickness we have the healing. In the time of hunger we have our food. In the time of thirst we have our drink. We have our clothing. We have our homes. We have our loved ones. We have our peace. We have our safety. We have an abundance, don't we, in so many ways, especially in these days. All the helps and the aids we have to deliver us from the heavy manual travail of life. And how we should ever be thankful unto the Lord for such benefits and favours he has permitted us to have. But dear friends, if that's all we possess of the mercy of God, and have not yet been dealt after our sins, nor yet have we been rewarded according to our iniquities, we still live on day by day, receiving these things and possessing them and using them, and perhaps having success in business and education. The faculties that we have, our reasoning mind, our intelligence. Friends, how many of these we take for granted, don't we? And yet one day all those things will be taken from us. If that's all we possess of the benefits and the goodness of God, then we shall not go to glory. When that day comes, there will be the solemn judgment. Depart from me, I never knew you. What did the Lord mean, I never knew you? Surely he knows all things. Maybe heard me say before, the Lord knows his people, that he's carried their sins. He's carried and borne their iniquities. And the Lord had never known them confessed before him. He'd never known them by faith laid upon him, and by that needy sinner before him. I've never known you as a guilty, needy sinner at my feet. Depart from me, I never knew you. In spite of all those benefits and all that goodness they had received. All that which we receive even of late, we've thought of the harvest, haven't we? In accordance with the covenant promise of God. That seed time and harvest, summer and winter, cold and heat, day and night shall not cease whilst the earth remains. And that works together, especially in our favoured land, to supply our need for our food and for our drink. But oh, how we need much more than that, don't we? The Lord Jesus gave that solemn parable concerning the farmer whose fields brought forth plentifully. He'd no doubt laboured in the sowing of the seed and doing that which was needful to ensure the best he could for its growth, as it is so done today by the farming, by the farmers. And the Lord had sent suitable weather, that there was an abundant crop. Well, what a wonderful provision. What a mercy. And when that great mercy came to him in the abundance of the gathering in, he said, what shall I do? I've nowhere to lay up all my fruits. He said, this will I do. This is what he said. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And say unto his soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Oh, he had need of that food. He needed, didn't he, of that a good harvest. But dear friends, although it was added unto him, it was taken away. Or he was taken from it. What a solemn lesson. Dear friends, how do we view our possessions, our labours, our businesses, that which provides us with the necessary things in a practical and physical sense? Oh, how easy it is to give glory to ourselves and neglect the thanksgiving unto God. How we need to be kept, don't we? Kept in the knowledge and understanding of that which is the truth. In spite of our sins, unworthy of the least of the Lord's mercies, yet the Lord hath permitted us to make the progress perhaps we've made, the success which we've had, the possessions which we receive, the good standard of life which we live. And that to be founded, dear friends, that thanksgiving founded upon one thing alone. The mercy of God unto our soul. He, the Lord, to be the chiefest among 10,000, the altogether lovely one. For what he gives spiritually, so needy for our soul, that shall never be taken away. So we have this exhortation, this one thing needful. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, first of all. All other things shall be given unto us as the Lord grants, as the Lord permits. Oh, to possess that which shall never be taken away from us. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Dear friends, there's a very solemn verse at the end of the previous chapter. The words of Jesus, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. What a standard. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Dear friends, can you, can I be perfect through that which we do? Are we without sin? Are we without transgression? Are we without the breaking of any of the commandments of God? How then can we be perfect? Is this a vain command which fell from the lips of Jesus? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. We can't be perfect through that which we do, even though the Lord may grant success and prosperity in our lives, in a physical and earthly sense. Oh, we're come far short, don't we, of the glory of God. We only day by day, hour by hour, add sin unto sin. What did the Lord Jesus mean? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me, Jesus. The one who came to perfect the way of his people. Oh, dear friends, what a way that was through the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Son of God. Made a little lower than the angels. What a condescension. for the suffering of death. That death, we read in the scripture, death can only come about through sin. Death is the sting of sin. And Christ, the sinless one, came to take upon himself the sins of others, that he may satisfy the law, satisfy divine justice, satisfy the Father, the Holy God, that his people would be delivered from all their sin, all their transgression, and be made perfect. That's a lovely word, isn't it? We read of in a Psalm of David. As for God, his way is perfect. And then two verses later, and he maketh my way perfect. Dear friends, there's only one perfection in the eyes of God, and that is a perfect righteousness. That's the only way into the kingdom of God. And we cannot possess it ourselves. Dear friends, this makes us realize how frail and weak and futile we are, doesn't it, in all our endeavors. Oh, we should do good. And be kind and seek to live in accordance with the commands of God. Of course we should. But we cannot claim that as an entrance into heaven, can we? No, all our righteousnesses, that which we do, are as filthy rags, the scripture tells us. We are all as an unclean thing. And dear friends, you know that. You've read it many times. You've heard it many times. Has it affected your heart many times? As to what that means when we come to the day of our death. Our body will lie in the grave without any further breath, without any further hope, shall we say, of any reviving. For as a tree falleth, so shall it lie. Oh, how shall it be with me in that day in the swellings of Jordan? There's no good in myself, wretched man that I am. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Oh, the law of sin in our members, and so is appointed to us to die. And so the Apostle Paul said, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Christ Jesus. Oh, there's only one way. Faith in the Son of God. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things shall be added unto you. The things of this earth, the Lord Jesus had been teaching of them. He's been speaking concerning the clothing of the fields, that even Solomon in all his glory was not like that as the lilies clothe the field, the flowers of the field. The birds of the air, they don't labour like we labour and toil and gather into barns, and yet the Lord feeds them. He knows what your daily needs are. Oh, and we have great evidence, don't we, that he supplies them. Do they become our treasure? Are they precious to us above all other things? The Lord Jesus says here in this chapter we read, lay not up for yourselves treasures up on earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also, where your treasure is. Dear friends, where's your treasure tonight? What's that thing that is the most dearest to you? Oh, dear friends, can we truly say, Jesus Christ, my Lord, that it was for me he came and suffered, bled and died, and rose again, delivered for my transgressions, raised again for my justification. And dear friends, you're the richest person upon this earth, aren't you? For the most riches, all the riches of this earth cannot redeem our soul from the pit of corruption. Not redeemed with the earthly things, even the precious things are called gold and silver. But with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Oh, dear friends, unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious, isn't he? And where your heart is, and where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Dear friends, this is the one thing needful if we're to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's the only perfect righteousness there is, isn't there? How do we seek? It's a command, isn't it? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Naturally speaking, we perhaps seek for many things, don't we? What do we seek for in this life? Things that which we have need of. We don't seek for those things that we don't think are going to be of any benefit to us, do we? We seek and look for things and opportunities and ways and which are going to benefit us. Those things which are vital, those things are necessary. You young people growing up, you seek for opportunities, don't you, to gain a good, perhaps results and opening up into education and occupation. And perhaps then there's the looking, seeking for friendships. There's a seeking perhaps to be married. And we go on, and as we get older, there's many things we seek for. Seek for the good, perhaps, of children. Seek for their benefits, and so we go on, and seek for opportunities in business, how to expand, how to do more. That which we believe we have need of. My dear friends, so it is spiritually. Who are those that have a need of Christ? We read Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners. Those that need Christ, that seek for him, to seek for this precious righteousness, are those who have none of their own, are burdened by all their guilt, their failings. Great is their iniquity. And dear friends, they are brought to prayer. You know, it's the work of God, isn't it? Precious work of God. David said in the psalm, I think it's Psalm 27, when thou saidst, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. And that was David confessing his sin. That was David brought low to the footstool of mercy, and the Lord there answering him. seek ye my face. And he said, thy face, Lord, will I see. And dear friends, when we are vital, have a vital need, and we seek for what vital need be above all other things, don't we? You know, we don't seek for the Lord with a half heart. We read in the word that they find the Lord, they shall find him, and seek for him with a whole heart. The Lord Jesus said in this portion here, ye cannot serve God and mammon. You can have part of your heart in this world and part of your heart seeking to be one with Jesus. It's the object of your first desire, Jesus, crucified for me, seeking for him with the whole heart. Now, dear friends, this brings us to prayer, doesn't it? Oh, the vital importance and privilege of prayer. That heart made soft, that broken and a contrite heart of which David speaks of in Psalm 51 when he confesses his sin. Oh, how he seeks to the Lord, create in me a clean heart, renew a right spirit within me. How he seeks for forgiveness. He didn't come and bring all the lambs and the bullocks through the high priest, did he? He felt, he knew that if he did that, it wasn't for the forgiveness of his sin, of his soul. He says the acceptable sacrifice is a broken and a contrite heart. Yes, one that trembles at the word of God. And the Lord says, to that one will I look, to that one will I look. Who is poor, of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. And that cry, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Oh, that publican, he loved his money, didn't he? He was a tax collector. He would have cheated the people. He would have taken more than they should have given and kept the extra for himself. But he was brought to a time to where that meant nothing to him. What meant most to him was the forgiveness of his sin. Now, dear friends, that's where we seek first, isn't it? The kingdom of God and his righteousness. His righteousness. Let's find a in the first book of Chronicles, second book of Chronicles, at the time of Asa, the king, that the Lord spoke solemnly unto Asa concerning their ways. And he brought them to a godly repentance. You know, dear friends, that's what we need, isn't it? The word of the Lord in power. In the Holy Ghost, much assurance to receive it as the word of God, not as the word of man. To be like that arrow of conviction in our heart that changes the heart, renews the will, turns the feet to Zion's hill, true godly repentance, turning about to seek after the Lord and his righteousness, having none of our own. Well, Israel, Judah rather, under King Asa, they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul. And the Lord gave them rest round about. The Lord gave them rest round about. Oh, dear friends, how sweet and compassionate is the Lord our God. When Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You see, this is the rest, that this is the rest in his love. His love to your never dying soul. The one thing needful. The the blotting out of all your transgressions, the loving of yourselves freely, one with Jesus. Oh, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. These humble prayers, these hearts poured out before him at the throne of grace. And we have that wonderful promise, don't we, if ye confess your sins. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Dear friends, there is no other way that we can have hope of eternal life. The Lord Jesus says, they that seek shall find. To them that knock it shall be open, to those that ask they shall receive. Oh, this prayerful asking, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. Oh, we have many prayers, don't we, of those in trouble, under the sense of sin. Yes, David I've mentioned. We could speak of Hezekiah. How they sought the Lord in their solemn state. And they shall find. How shall they find? It will be opened unto them. It will be revealed to them, the knowledge of the truth in Jesus. Oh, why, we read, don't we, of the Spirit of grace and of supplications to be poured out upon David, that needy sinner. And Jerusalem, oh, that sinful city, were many there that sought the Lord. Where we read that in Zechariah, it's speaking of his people, personally, collectively. And they shall look upon him, Jesus, whom they have pierced. Whom they have pierced. It was their sins that Christ carried to that cross. It was for their sake that he was led like a lamb to the slaughter. And open not his mouth. How willing was Jesus to die that we guilty sinners might live. And we shall look upon him, a view by faith of the Lamb of God. And dear friends, that view will break our hearts. We shall mourn over him and mourn over our sin. You know, dear friends, when we mourn, there's evidence there of love, isn't there? We can have sympathy with many who have lost loved ones. Perhaps people who are just unacquainted with, we have sympathy with them. We send our sympathies. But when we lose a loved one, there's the mourning, deep mourning of the heart. As the scripture says, as one mourneth the loss of one's only son. Dear friends, the sufferings of Christ will mean much. But then, the Holy Spirit to carry us on to the next chapter of Zechariah. To the house of David and to Jerusalem. A fountain opened for sin and uncleanness. And there, there's the cleansing for the soul from every sin. There's the pardon, sealed peace with God. There's that joy and rejoicing, oh, in the precious sin-atoning blood of Christ, known, revealed in your heart by the Holy Ghost. Dear friends, there's the knowledge of his righteousness, far above the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, far above anything we can do for ourselves. Oh, this is what is to be sought whilst we're here upon this earth. Oh, dare we neglect it? Dare we continue just living amongst earthly things and the goodness that we do have through joys and sorrows? Yes, the all-changing scenes of life. Dear friends, dare we carry on without knowing a seeking soul? And know this righteousness of Jesus Christ applied to us in the Holy Spirit. Dear friends, how we are exhorted to pray. Oh, we prayed, didn't we, in that opening hymn. Prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. Thy Spirit must the work perform. It is all of grace. Prepare me. Dear friends, do we pray that prayer? Oh, I'm sure that was given out tonight because of the circumstance. We hear one not of a great age at all, is she? In the sickness that has come upon her so relatively quickly. And we do not know what another day may bring forth for us. Oh, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Prepare me, gracious God. And how many prayers, oh, we find, yes, in the hymn book. The prayers of those who are constrained to plead them before God, and we sing them. Oh, may they be prayers in our heart. That are the truth of our hearts seeking. Seeking this great goodness and mercy of God. His righteousness. Through the sin atoning blood of Christ. That cleanseth from all sin. Dear friends, to those who know this. Then we read in that day, as Jeremiah said. They shall call him Jesus. They shall call him Jehovah Sikainu, the Lord our righteousness. Oh, what a name. The Lord our righteousness. My righteousness. And I probably mentioned to you before, I cannot remember. But 10 chapters later in Jeremiah 33, we read about Jerusalem, his church, his people. And this is the name whereby she shall be called, his bride. Jehovah Sikainu, the Lord our righteousness. United together in eternal love. Married unto the Lamb to be forever with the Lord. Dear friends, this is the one thing needful. To be within the church, the bride of Christ. There's no divorce there, you know. There's no putting away there. He hates to put away, the scripture tells us. In spite of iniquity, in spite of sin, in spite of our many transgressions, we continue unto our dying day. Nothing separates us from that love of the Lord our righteousness. The work is done, it is forever. It's a covenant, isn't it? That covenant of his grace. It shall ever stand. And we shall ever stand in him upon that rock. Christ Jesus. The work he has done. To overcome, destroy the power of Satan. The power of death, the power of the grave. That although we shall lie one day in the grave in our bodies. All there be the glorious resurrection. Of the soul and in time of body, to be forever with the Lord. Now, dear friends, that's the answer to the prayer of Jesus. When he prayed to his Father, he prayed for those who would believe on him through their word. The preached word, the word of those who he would send forth at that time, the disciples. Whom he said, go into the whole world and preach the gospel. Baptizing in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. That they all may be one. As thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. All this complete change, separation from all the things of this earth, to where Jesus is the one thing needful. I without him must perish. Dear friends, what a glorious salvation there's here, isn't there? In and through the Lord Jesus Christ. You won't find this salvation in any other religion. You won't find it in the Muslims. It depends on what they do. What they have to do for their God. And you find that through all the other religions. It's the same basis how they behave themselves upon this earth. What they do and how they do it. And so they have to merit what they believe is their hope of in the next life. Dear friends, that's not true religion, is it? The true religion is what God hath done for us. Only what he could do. To overcome the power of sin. Destroy that power within us. To rule in our hearts by his Spirit. To draw us through his love and affection unto that footstool of his mercy. And there to bestow the love of the glorious salvation of our souls. That shed blood of Christ in all its power to cleanse us from all sin, to reveal it within us. And so Christ becomes the first thing in us. First above all other things. To live is Christ. To die is gain. My dear friends, this is a seeking, searching word, isn't it? How stands the case, my soul, with thee? For heaven, are thy credentials clear? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen.
God willing, next Lord's Day, Mr. Richard Field is expected to preach, and there will be a prayer meeting on Monday evening, and Mr. Gudgeon on Wednesday evening. Let us close with hymn 573. Jesus is the one thing needful. I without him perish must. Gracious Spirit, make me heedful. Help me in his name to trust, and with pleasure in him as my portion boast. 573.
Lord, do help us to seek thee, whilst thou mayest be found, to call upon thee. O Lord, whilst we live, Lord, that we may know that answer of the needy soul, and Lord, to find our salvation through the revealed power of the blood of Christ. O Lord, do pardon, forgive all that has been spoken amiss this night. But we pray thou wilt bless thine own word unto each one of us. Lord, help us to lay aside the needful things of this life into second place, for they are temporal. And to seek first, Lord, thy kingdom and thy righteousness. And then, Lord, do add unto us all the things which we have need of to help us all our journey through. And in that last day, Lord, resting upon Christ, what thou hast done for us to look up, to live, to enter into the joy of our Lord. May this be our portion. Be with us as we separate. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost abide with us, yea, even forevermore. Amen.